This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's waking up to fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's Wednesday breakfast team. Rise up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Ginny, I'm really excited. For years, this guy was the entertainment gossip guru for the Today Show.
I remember waking up in the morning and, you know, on my way to my 9-to-5 job, listening, watching him on TV. I'm like, oh, what's happening with David Beckham? Tell me.
I know. And my mum would say, you know what, if I ever get called for the cash prize, I'm not going to say I wake up with, she's just going to say I wake up with Richard Reid. Yeah. And funny enough, we are waking up with Richard Reid this morning. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God, I want to meet your mother. That's who I want. I want to meet your mother. Yay! Oh my God, that applause. Oh my God, how fabulous.
Thank you so much for joining us. I imagine you did say off air that you are in Sydney, but we're just going to picture you behind your famous LA Hollywood backdrop. Can we do that?
Oh, okay, please do. Oh gosh, you know, I usually just travel with that on my back and just walk from location to location. So you can still envision me. Yes, it's a big old screen. I usually just set it up. I'm kind of like one of those, you know, traveling DJs, except I just have one of those big screens that I go around with.
Instead of carrying around your CDs and your music on the screen.
Yes, exactly, Ginny, exactly.
Hey, you're joining us this morning to chat about the upcoming premiere tonight on the Nine Network of Celebrity Apprentice. Now, you can't get, you know, in previous years, it's been sort of like the odd group, a couple of footballers, a model, a TV host. This time, we've got Gina Liano from The Real Housewives. We've got Gabby Greco. We've got Jeffrey Edelston. Oh, my God, that's like a dinner party disaster in my mind.
Well, I think it was James Matheson, the TV host. He said, it's like being stuck at a Logie's after party and people don't know when to leave. It's like those people. And I got to tell you, it was like that. I will tell you, it was love at first sight with Gina. In fact, I kind of thought I was looking in a mirror because her hair is like almost as big as mine. Big teeth, bad tan. And I tell you, but her boobs are much bigger than mine. I will tell you that right now. You've met Gina, haven't you?
She's got fantastic assets, Richard. Fantastic assets.
Oh, my God. She is a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, Jeffrey and Gabby are Jeffrey and Gabby. I kind of thought that I would have, you know, immediate kind of kinship with Gabby since she's an American. You know, I kind of thought, okay, we're going to get each other. I don't get that chick at all.
Wow.
I don't know where she's coming from. She's like, she's from planet, I don't know, not even a planet we've heard of. You know, planet Oopshikaboopishapala. That's where she's from. I just didn't know what was going on with that chick.
And I believe that was Bindi Irwin's acceptance speech the other night at the awards.
It totally was. You know what? Actually, I thought that you and I were going to announce our engagement today, Adam.
Are we really? Is today the day?
Well, I thought it was. I'm sorry. I'm off by one day because I'm still working on my American calendar. So never mind. We're good.
That's right. Well, we can announce it. Yes, Richard Reid and I, we're getting married. We will take catering opportunities through, send them through 0427JOY949, onair@joy.org.au. Do you have any dietary requirements?
You know what? I don't. You know I like to eat meat.
Hey, look, Richard, if you need a celebrant, I'm there for you.
Adam was like, he did not just say that.
I was kind of like, should I laugh at that or should I awkwardly just giggle?
I'm just flicking through
that. That was okay. It's rare to be able to shut Adam up. So, you know, what can you do? But back to the show. I am here to talk about that. I will say it has been one of the craziest experiences of my life. And I think, and you've got to watch it because I learn so much, well, of course, about myself. And I just learn so much about human nature because really, you know, what you see is what you get. You know, Ginny, you've seen me on TV, Adam. I'm always like kind of a straight up, I'm honest, I'm a fun, nice guy. But when people, you know, all of a sudden say that they're the same and then they turn around and jab a big old dagger in your back,
ooh,
you know, it's kind of harsh.
I've got to say, Richard, this platform, Celebrity Apprentice, obviously you're going to have really, really big personalities in one particular, you know, you set them challenges to in the corporate or you know, in the workforce. Does it kind of feel like you're babysitting but for really, 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 really big personalities?
Oh, gosh. Babysitting the big personalities. I wouldn't say necessarily babysitting them. I would say keeping a very close eye and just making sure, because we do have big personalities, but with big personalities come big sensitive feelings, if that's what you mean.
Yes. That's what I mean, too. You kind of have to guide them in a different way than you would.
I'm not sure what you meant. there was a lot of hurt feelings, I will say, and plus, you know, you try to express yourself in a way that's straightforward, and people are like, well, that sounded like a dig. That sounded like an insult. And I'm like, I didn't mean it that way. And I'm like, well, that's how I'm taking it, and so you're my enemy now. And I was like, oh, my God. I got into so much trouble with a couple of the alpha males. I will say. One girl and I didn't really see eye to eye on a few things, but I will say that it was quite a learning experience. And I think that everyone will see that, you know, usually, like you said, I'm always pretty happy and upbeat on TV. But, you know, if someone's going to push me into a corner, I'm going to get my claws out and I'm going to fight back.
Of course, of course.
That's a must. Without giving too much away, what could we expect from tonight's episode?
Well, Adam, I just want to know, because I think I got your permission, that I take my shirt off.
Sure.
And so you'll be seeing me do a little striptease.
Wow.
Which was not even thought about. I never even thought about it. Thank God I've been dieting and hitting the gym. So maybe I was looking for an excuse to take my shirt off. I'm not sure. But
are you one of those gym guys who just goes, oh my goodness, I just dropped my bagel on the floor. Guess I better take my shirt off and pick it up.
No, I'm like one of those guys, I better take my pants off and pick it up.
Oh, right. Good. Looking forward to the honeymoon.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Me too. Because, you know, we are saving it for marriage.
Absolutely. I'm not sure about you, but I'm still a virgin.
Then I am looking forward to the honeymoon. Definitely. I will say that you will see a little bit of cat fighting and a very, very surprised firing tonight. Definitely. Ooh. Mr. Boris means business. And if you think he's mean on TV, you should be sitting across from him. He is mean, but also devastatingly handsome.
Yes. I hope you kept your pants on in the boardroom.
Well, no, I wasn't wearing pants in the boardroom because you only see me from,
Mr. Holly.
This has devolved like most conversations I have.
I know. This would be a perfect cup of coffee in the middle of a busy restaurant conversation. Mr. Hollywood himself, Mr. Richard Reed, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Give us the run. What time can we see Celebrity Apprentice tonight on Channel 9?
Yeah, that's at 8:40 tonight on Channel 9. So I'm, oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear what you guys think. I really, honestly can. You're just going to be so, your jaws are going to drop, and not for the reason I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I'm totally gonna tweet you tonight.
Okay, you better, baby. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Richard.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher, and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.